Now, I'm joined in the studio by John Keeler, and I'm also joined by Lisa Harris and Bryony Colton, who are from the Brentwood Operatic Society. And they're here to talk about their up-and-coming production of The Wedding Singer, which is on at the Brentwood Theatre, May 17th to the 21st of May. So a very good morning to all of you.
Good morning. Good morning.
Oh, it's awesome. That was a bit like, do you remember Charlie's Angels?
Of course.
I am like that. It was that, yeah.
Kind of morning, that. Charlie.
So if we start with you, John, tell us a little bit about Brentwood Operatic Society, how long it's been going for and how you got involved and what you do there.
Brentwood Operatic Society is a family, to be honest with you. It's just a group of people who love singing, dancing, acting, getting together and putting on amazing shows. I honestly have no idea how long it's been going, but it's been going at least 38 years. I know that. It's something we've just been talking about.
Do you know, I think it might be 120 years.
Wow.
Something like that, yeah. It's there or thereabouts. Yeah.
So I'm not that old, so, you know, I didn't know that. I've actually only been in the society for about 6 years. Seems like a lot longer because, as I say, you get involved, you meet people, it becomes a family. It's just great fun. And we, you know, two shows a year, so last 2 years we don't talk about, but around the 10 shows I've done with the society now, and it is just an amazing thing weekly to go along, meet with people who have got similar interests, and, you know, some of them are incredibly talented, and then there's people like me that go along and, you know, bumble around in the background, but it's just great fun. It's a great hobby to have.
And what's your role there? Have you got, like, a producer or one of the directors?
No. Oh, no, definitely not. Nothing like that. I am in the company. I'm a chorus member. Occasionally get a nice juicy part that, if there's a good character part, that I'll go for and lucky enough to get. I'm also on the committee, along with my fellow committee members who are here today.
Yeah.
I'm on the publicity team, so I do a lot on the social medias, posters, flyers, programme, all of that sort of thing.
Yep.
So lots of different aspects to it, and it's not just being on stage.
Yes, must remember that. There is a massive team of people. Whenever you do a production, if they're not on stage, they'll be behind stage doing something or making props or selling tickets, etc.
It's
a lot of work goes into these productions. So let's move over to the girls. We've got Lisa and Bryony. So tell us about how you got involved with Brentwood Operatic Society.
Oh, goodness me. I've been a member, we were just working this out actually, for 38 years, I think. That's quite scary, isn't it? And I came along to Brentwood Operatic Society because my parents started, they joined, and then I thought, oh, you know, that sounds quite nice. And I'd done a few things beforehand, but then moved over to Brentwood when I was about 18, 19, I think. So, yes. 38 years, which is quite scary when I think about it.
And what about yourself, Bryony?
So I've been in Brentwood Operatic for, I think, 4 years now. I think I started in November 2018, so kind of roughly there or thereabouts. But I joined because I did musicals at school and I really, really enjoyed it. But then once I left school, I hadn't done anything like that. And I really missed doing it, so I found Brentwood Operatic Society. I went to see their production of Spamalot, and straight after I saw that, I thought, I want to join them. I want to join in with what they're doing, because it's fantastic. So, and then there I was.
Tell us about The Wedding Singer. Without giving too much away, give us an idea of what this show is about.
So, The Wedding Singer, based on the film with Adam Sandler and Drew Barrymore. So, if you know the film, you know the show. Apart from the music, obviously, because of rights reasons and everything else. Much like in Sister Act and things like that, they can't do the songs from the film. So, but the songs that are in the show are just 80s through and through. So, if you're into your 80s, you're going to love this show. The 80s feel is absolutely fantastic throughout the whole show, based on a wedding singer, and it's all around a kind of love triangle, quadrangle. There's lots of people involved, different people who love each other and who don't love each other, and then might fall in love, and do they fall in love? Bit of a rom-com, really. So definite comedy element there. Fantastic music, as I say, not from the film, but the songs that have been written for this are absolutely brilliant. Definite 80s feel. Think of Madonna in the 80s, and Howard the Duck is one reference that our director keeps throwing at us. They're so full of 80s references that it's iconic in a way.
And anybody that's in a band, it will make you laugh for every gig that you've ever done. Are you actually on stage this time, John? Are you in the chorus for this?
I am in the chorus for this, yes. I've got various different hats during this show. So I'm a photographer and I'm a bouncer. I love this title. I'm loser man at a wedding with a bad haircut. So that's good. So I've got lots of little bits there. Yep. But my two friends here have leading roles.
Oh, tell us about the leading roles. We'll go to you first, Lisa.
Okay, so I play Grandma Rosie, and she is grandma to Robbie, who is the leading man, who is the wedding singer. And Robbie lived with his grandma. She brought him up, basically. So when he... I don't want to give too much of the plot away, but he lives with her, and they have a lovely relationship, which it grows throughout. I'm playing, putting on, hopefully, an old grandma wig, and playing Grandma Rosie.
But you're a groovy grandma, though.
Groovy grandma, with a little bit of a surprise at the end, I think.
And do you sing as well? You're singing this as well?
Yes, a little bit of singing as well, yes, yes.
And what about yourself, Brian? Tell us about the part you're playing.
So, in The Wedding Singer, I'm playing Georgie, who is in the band, in the wedding band, with Robbie and then Sammy as well. And Georgie is the keyboard player in the band, so I'm at all the gigs that they do throughout the show. And it's really fun part so far, and I get a lot of stuff to do with Jamie and Ali, the two boys who are playing Robbie and Sammy as well, so it's really, really good fun.
And is there a live band for this, or is it recorded?
Oh, absolutely live band. Yes. We always do live band.
Yes, always live.
Oh, wonderful.
And in fact, one of our leads, the wedding singer himself, is actually learning... hopefully has learned to play some bits on the guitar.
Yeah.
So he'll actually be playing the instrument on stage whilst acting as well. No pressure there, Jamie. Mm.
Now, productions like this, I always, whenever I get in a company to come in, it is so much work to put on the productions, and you rehearse so many times during the week. So for this particular production, how long have you been rehearsing?
Well, since January.
Yeah.
I mean, COVID sort of put us back a little way, because we were hoping to do our introduction evening before Christmas and then sort of move on fairly swiftly afterwards. So COVID put us back a few weeks. But, we got heavily into rehearsals in the middle of January. We held our auditions and then off we toddle. twice a week.
And just to say, as I always say as well, these productions, when it says AmDram, I don't know why people say amateur dramatics, because you're going to see a professionally put on show. You've got great sets, you've got all the music, you've got live musicians, you've got great acting, and a lot of time and effort goes into making these productions. And for the price that you pay for the ticket, it's such great value, because it's going to be at the Brentwood Theatre, which has got the new bar, which I've not seen yet. I'd be interested to see that. And you've got all the lighting. It's just like going to see a show in London without the problem of having to park or going up there at a fraction of the price.
Yeah,
that's what a lot of my friends say. You know, they can either walk up to Brentwood, or wherever they live, walk into Brentwood, get a lift into Brentwood. Some of them go have a drink first, or perhaps a meal first.
Yeah.
To the theatre, and they've had a lovely evening out, and it's local, and it's supporting a local theatre, and it's they often say, you know, it's as good as what they could see in the West End. I mean, that's very complimentary.
And it must be great, because you know when you've got your friends coming on the certain day, and you know, you must. Can you actually see from the stage?
Yes, you can
see.
Yes. It's very nerve-wracking, actually, and that's where you mustn't lose your concentration. If you spot anybody in the audience, oh my goodness, don't make eye contact.
Don't talk to me. So this is happening on the 17th of May through to the 21st. How much are the tickets, and where can people buy them from?
So tickets are £19 or £20, depending on which night you want to book. You go to Brentwood Theatre website, so that's www.brentwood-theatre.co.uk, or you can phone their box office 01277 200305.
And if people are thinking about possibly joining, because I know sometimes during the year you might have open auditions or might be looking, how do people get in contact? If they thought, I like a bit of singing, I wouldn't mind being involved in the background, how can people get in contact with you?
That's via the Facebook page, John.
There is a Facebook page, and you can message through that. We have email address as well, which you can contact directly. So we're all over socials, so you'll find us. Just search Brentwood Operatic Society, and you'll find our website. You'll find our socials. You'll see all the sorts of things we get up to, and you know how much fun we have. And you know, this is a call that goes out to, from all societies all the time. But men, we need men, as always, with all societies. We've got some great shows coming up after The Wedding Singer, including Kipps, the new Half a Sixpence. We have got, oh, brain's gone dead, Adam's Family's in the pipeline. We have got...
Return to the Forbidden Planet.
Yes. One that doesn't get put on very often, so we're quite excited about that. Very 60s, that one. So.
Yes.
So great shows coming up. It's great fun. And as I say, you know, just get in contact. Come along to a rehearsal, see what we're like. You know, we're not that scary. Well, some of us. You know, we welcome people with open arms. Yeah. If you can sing a bit, move a bit, and you know, wave your arms about a bit, that's how I got in. So, you know, that's all good.
We are the Boss family, aren't we? Everyone is, we're very welcoming, and... it's lovely to have new members. It really is. And as John said, we desperately need men. So anyone that fancies
coming
along.
Don't we all? I'm saying maybe that's just me, yeah.